BizScoops is proudly produced by NewsScoop.
Good day to you and welcome to BizScoops for business news local and international. My name is Isabel Potgieter. On the show today, the government agreed to reduce its general fuel levy to offset the impact of the steep monthly fuel increase, and civil contractor confidence has declined. The economist Walter Kriegel talks about price elasticity of demand. In international business news, motorists of the USA also face steep fuel price increases. In investment news, Mediclinic has announced a 16 billion rand deal to restructure its internal operations, and we talk to Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. The government yesterday announced that it will reduce its general fuel levy by 3 rand per litre. This is to offset the impact of the steep monthly fuel increase that kicked in today. The Minister of Finance, Enoch Godongwana, proposed that the levy be temporarily reduced for a month until Tuesday, May 5. Various political parties, labour unions and business organisations have all called for the National Treasury to slash fuel levies and provide immediate relief for households. Civil contractor confidence in South Africa has declined in the first quarter of 2026, despite expectations of improvement later in the year. The FNB and BER Civil Confidence Index dropped to 43 from 52 at the end of last year, indicating that more than half of respondents are dissatisfied with current business conditions. Economists say weaker construction activity, delayed payments, fewer tenders and no investment are key concerns. While activity has slowed, the overall trend remains positive, with gradual growth expected to continue. And the Auditor General's latest report on national and provincial government audit outcomes for 2024-25 paints a worrying picture of public spending efficiency. We ask Chris Hutting of the Centre for Risk Analysis what this means for the country and our economy.
President Ramaphosa and his government have regularly talked about creating a developmental state in South Africa that creates growth and jobs. However, according to the Auditor General's latest report on national and provincial government audit outcomes for 2024-25, very few government departments and government entities actually spend money effectively. So it's one thing for the state to want to be developmental and for the president to want to spend more on things like infrastructure, for example. But if that money isn't going to effective outcomes, it's undercutting what government wants to achieve in the first place. So there's serious work to be done in reforming the performance of government departments, management, fiscal responsibility and fiscal management, all those kinds of things to ensure that public spending is actually done efficiently.
We now have the economist, Professor Walter Kriegel, on the line with us. Professor Kriegel, today we talk about the price elasticity of demand. It is especially relevant after the fuel price increase that came into effect today. What is price elasticity?
We know that for a normal product, when it becomes more expensive, you buy less. The quantity demanded decreases as the price increases. The extent to which it decreases is known as the price elasticity. It measures how sensitive the quantity demanded is for a change in the price. If it's very sensitive, the quantity demanded decreases proportionally more than the price increased. When we say that 20% of the world's oil supply is now on the wrong side of the Strait of Hormuz, it means that consumption has to decrease by 20% if we want to see prices back to where they were before the war. Otherwise, the other 80% has to be rationed through higher prices. If, in the case of fuel, demand is initially not very price sensitive, you already own the large expensive vehicle that uses fuel, and you cannot use anything other than petrol or diesel. So at first you simply try to save on trips. It takes a bit more planning and perhaps a carpool. At the same time, you cut back on other spending so that you can fill the petrol tank. If prices remain high for a long time, your next car may have a hybrid engine, or you may look for a house closer to your work or your children's school, or something similar that would sharply cut consumption. You might even start thinking about an electric bicycle.
Thank you. That was Professor Walter Kriegel, an economics professor at the Northwest University's Business School. If you'd like to hear more from Professor Kriegel, you can listen to his daily podcast called The Economic Minute on Spotify and Anchor FM. Fuel prices in the United States have climbed above $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022. The national average now stands at $4.02, up from about $2.98 before the war in the Middle East began on 28 February. Diesel prices have also surged to around $5.45. The rise is linked to higher oil prices following disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. Analysts warn prolonged conflict could place further pressure on household budgets globally. Mediclinic, partly owned by Remgro, has announced a 16 billion rand deal to restructure its internal operations. The agreement will see Remgro acquire full ownership of Mediclinic Southern Africa, including Intercare and ER24. Its partner, Investment Holding Limited, takes full control of Mediclinic Swiss Hirt London Group. The companies say the move will allow each party to focus on their home markets amid growing regulatory and pricing pressures. Both sides will retain their joint interests in the Middle East, where further growth opportunities are expected. Before we say goodbye, we are joined by Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. Sally, Mavericks is a business leadership platform. Can you explain that concept to a leader hearing about Mavericks for the first time?
Every business leader has a problem to solve, and many of these business leaders are looking on YouTube and reaching out to consultants and grappling with how do they solve a problem. So what we've done is we built a platform that covers what we call the complete picture of business leadership. And we help people diagnose the problem and then help them develop a framework of operating a business and a framework of thinking through giving them sequential tools, tactics, and strategies to help them solve their problem. Because ultimately, whatever problem someone has in their business, it's generally linked to frustrations around profit, growth, and personal fulfillment. And there's a whole framework that helps us achieve that. And because ultimately we want to help people grow their businesses and get what they want out of their businesses.
The Maverick system is structured around 7 cornerstones. Which of these do leaders typically underestimate, and what happens in the business as a result?
So the Maverick system is structured into 3 core sections. We've got the foundation, the fundamentals, and the business multipliers. And within this, all the 7 cornerstones go sequentially. But I think the one that leaders underestimate the most is ambition. Because when people are not clear on what they want personally out of the business, and they haven't found alignment with what the business must deliver for them, what happens is there's no North Star, there's no compass guiding the ultimate results of the business, and there's no alignment between the leadership and what the business must deliver.
And that was Sally Palmer of the business leadership platform Mavericks. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back next week with more business news, local and international, on BizCoops. My name is Isabel Potgieter. Goodbye.
And this was another edition of BizCoops, proudly produced by Newscoop.